Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a Crowd podcast.
This is Quiz Chat Repeat, your new favourite quiz show and a podcast that can help fill the gap between the end of Tipping Point and the start of Pointless. Here we go. Hello, I'm Mikita Oliver and welcome to another Sport Wednesday. Joining me today is Jack Cochran from The Snuts. He's in luck because all questions today are about Glasgow Celtic.
Thanks for that. I'm glad you got the memo.
Unfortunately, it's all sports, so there are 12 questions about all the ins and outs of all sports. But I think you're going to do better than you think. Let's quiz.
Here we go.
Okay, question number one. A tetrathlon comprises of how many events?
Wowee, that just sounds like a made-up word. I'm going to go with, I think 10.
I would have said 10 because of tet, right?
I think so. I was going to go 5 and then I was like trying to think of what shape has 5 sides and then I was going down a rabbit hole.
The correct answer is 4.
What? Surely that would be a quadathlon or something.
Exactly. It's a modified version of a modern pentathlon. The events include running, swimming, shooting, and fencing. Very fun.
Oh, wow.
Question number two. Which North London venue, better known for its rock and roll gigs, hosts the PDC World Darts Championship and the Masters Snooker Tournament?
This is such a perfect question because I was literally here like a week ago. I think this is, if I'm wrong, it's so embarrassing as well, but I'm going to say Alexandra Palace.
Correct. The correct answer is Alexandra Palace. Question number three. In a game of snooker, what colour ball is worth 3 points?
I'm going to say, I feel reasonably confident with this answer, but also at the same time not. I'm going to say green.
Correct.
Yes, that's such a guess.
Correct answer is green. Yellow's 2, brown is 4.
Yes.
Question number four, in baseball, which outfield position is positioned at fourth base or home plate?
Oh, wow. I mean, the baseball, I'm a bit rusty on my baseball knowledge.
Yeah.
Oh, my days, I should certainly know this. I think when you tell me, I'm going to kick myself, but
I actually think we know very little about baseball in this country.
Exactly, and it's a disgrace, and it's something that needs to change. Oh, it's outrageous. Home runner. That's awful.
Home runner is at fourth base. Incorrect. The correct answer is the catcher is there.
That's a terrible name. There's no imagination in that name at all.
It's not good, is it? All right, Jack. Jackie Poo, let's go. Question number five. In what year did the first match between Messi and Ronaldo take place? Oh.
I mean, I think it's got to be early. That's how I feel about it. I feel like it's got to be in the Man U days. That's how I feel. That doesn't sound like a confident from you.
No, there. No. That I'm just. I like that. That's how you feel.
Observational.
Where you're at.
I'm going to say 2010.
Oh! Incorrect. The correct answer is 2008. But you were you were totally right on the Man U thing. It was a Champions League semi-final.
I did feel good. I did feel 2008 as well, but I thought don't overshoot your mark here.
Right. It was 1-0 to Man U after both legs.
Fair does.
So when you're not Glasgow Celtic forever, are there any English teams that you support kind of? Because my dad's QPR for life. But when they're doing really badly, he'll just go to Arsenal.
For someone else.
Yeah.
Actually, no, probably. I mean, quite liked Liverpool when we were younger because you had a lot of the Celtic Liverpool games and we sung the same song, so that kind of brought us together.
Oh yeah, cool.
It was a lovely moment. But apart from that, no.
Question number six. Which golf tournament sees US golfers teaming up against European golfers?
Oh, yes, finally. I'm going to go with the Ryder Cup.
Absolutely correct.
Yes, I thought I was wrong for a second.
Absolutely correct. I think that's... Is that the only cup you can name in golf?
Absolutely.
Question number 7. What cycling sport is a type of mountain biking in which the rider attempts to scale an obstacle course without setting foot to the ground?
Sounds like a kind of made-up Facebook sport. I've absolutely no idea. It sounds very new to the world. I feel like there's a lot we've got to learn about this sport.
Absolutely. The it's called trials.
Oh, maybe I would have got that.
Correct answer, trials. Question number 8. True or false, croquet was previously an official Olympic event?
True.
Correct.
Yes. It deserves to be. It deserves to be.
I love it.
Is it the one they have the kind of like the little net on a stick and then they throw a ball at each other and they catch
it? No, that's lacrosse.
Lacrosse, ah.
So I guess you and I both didn't go to posh schools.
What is croquet?
So croquet is also something only played in like sort of nice tea parties where you get the stick that you hold a stick with a sort of baton at the bottom and you have to knock balls through little arches.
Oh, and then the royal family play it on horses and stuff like that.
Oh, no, that's polo.
They're in the same sport family, though. I feel like they're related.
Question number 9. Aviva Stadium, Croke Park, and Leopardstown Racecourse are all sporting venues in which capital city?
Capital city? Oh, no. I think it could be... Oh, I've changed my mind last minute, but I'm just going to go with Dublin. Yes! What a comeback.
What was it that led you there? Leopardstown Racecourse?
I think it was the Aviva thing. I think that's Republic Ireland Stadium.
Nice. Oh, yes. It's lovely when you get it right, isn't it?
Oh, it feels good. It feels good.
All right, we've got 3 more questions and there's a lot of points to get.
Here we go.
Question number 10 for 1 point. Apart from 3-time winner Andy Murray, can you name another Scottish athlete to finish in the top 3 of the BBC Sports Personality of the Year award?
I feel like I want to go down the kind of snooker path again. I'm going to go Stephen Hendry. Is he even Scottish?
Absolutely. He is on my list and he's Scottish.
Respect.
That's amazing.
Stevie boy.
He was a second placer in 1990. You could have also had Ian Black for swimming, Jackie Stewart for F1.
Jackie Stewart, classic.
Liz McColgan, athletics. Chris Hoy, cycling.
Chris Hoy, pretty obvious as well.
Bobby McGregor, swimming.
Cool.
Jim Clark, F1. And then we've got David Wilkie, swimming. Kenny Dalglish, football.
Oh, legend.
Sandy Lyle, golf. And Colin McRae, rally.
Amazing. What a nation of sports people.
Question number 11 for 2 points. Apart from the Williams sisters, can you name 2 tennis players to win singles and doubles championships at Wimbledon at any time? Doesn't have to be even in the same year.
I feel like Andy Murray maybe won doubles. I'm going to go with Andy Murray.
Incorrect.
Oh, wow. I mean, I only know like another 3 tennis players.
Give me those names then.
Tim Henman.
Oh, right. You really are just saying famous tennis players. Tim Henman, no. I guess he obviously won singles, but no, he never won singles, did he?
Nope.
That was the whole thing. That was the
unlucky
whole thing.
Unlucky Tim. Oh, wow. No, I have absolutely no idea.
Fine. Fair enough. You could have had Rod Laver, John Newcomb, Jimmy Connors, John McEnroe, and Michael Stitch.
Tough one. That's a tough question.
Women, Billie Jean King. Come on. Margaret Court. Yvonne Goolagong. Chris Evert. Martina Navratilova. Steffi Graf. Martina Hingis. Lindsay Davenport. Final question.
Here we go.
For 3 points. Can you name 3 of the 5 highest paid sports people of 2020?
Okay. Right. Okay. I'm going to go... I think Messi's still got to be in there.
Absolutely, number 3. 104 million he made.
What a peasant.
That's so much money. All right, Messi.
I mean, I feel like, I don't know, this could be a tough one. Lewis Hamilton.
Wow, I can't believe he's not on my list.
Is he not there?
I can't believe that.
That's ridiculous.
He's really, he probably only made about, 10 mil?
Oh, embarrassing.
Embarrassing.
I feel like UFC's kind of a big earner these days. That's not. Let me just go for it. I'm just going to go with. No, let me change my mind here. Who's been fighting? Who's been fighting this year?
Who's been fighting?
I'm just going to go for Habib.
I'm afraid it's incorrect. We don't have any boxers on this.
No way. There's not been a lot. There's not been enough fighting this year, if you ask me. I mean, there's been plenty in Glasgow, but...
Number one is Roger Federer. That's where the money is, people.
Oh,
tennis. Tennis. 106.3 million.
Wow.
But you know what it is? It's endorsements.
Yep, exactly.
It's all about the endorsements. Number two, Cristiano Ronaldo.
Ah, it was a bit obvious. Probably should have went there.
105 million. And then Lionel Messi, number three. Four, Neymar, 95.5 million. And five, LeBron James, 88.2 million.
Oof, that's embarrassing.
That's a nice Christmas they're all having, isn't it? Jack, at the end of your Sport Wednesday, you scored 7 points. 7 points on sports is not too shabby.
Absolutely, especially for a musician.
All right, Jack, we'll talk you through your points after this break.
Hello, I'm Geraint Thomas.
And I'm Tom Fordyce.
And this is your official invite to come and join our brand new cycling club.
Now, good news, it's a podcast too. So you can come and listen to us, try and build this club from scratch. And we'll have a few familiar faces joining us for the ride too. Right, G, time to tell everyone what we've called this club.
Well, we thought long and hard about this. So we came up with a strong, original name that really stands out. The Geraint Thomas Cycling Club.
Yeah, I suppose it's easy to remember at least, isn't it? We will have new episodes for you every single Tuesday.
Come and join us.
Jack, I feel like I don't want to leave you in the rain in Glasgow listening to Joni Mitchell all day, but I'm going to have
happening.
To.
It's happening. I feel like I've learned a lot today, so that's the main thing.
Do you? Are you a sports fan?
A little bit. I mean, I don't have much time these days, just sitting around looking out the window, but I probably should be. No, I mean, these things are hard on the spot. You know what I mean? I feel sorry for myself.
Absolutely, they are hard on the spot. But can I just give you a bit of advice? Sport got me through lockdown.
Oh.
Yeah, I started playing tennis like every day with my dad,
nice.
And it was great.
I was actually cycling a lot. That's one thing I don't know. I was one of those people that bought a bike in lockdown. Some people made carrot cakes and some people bought bikes. I was a bike guy.
And you still got it and love it?
Absolutely.
Cycle everywhere?
Everywhere, because I can't drive.
Well, there you go. Yeah, I cycle instead of driving because I can't drive. But
exactly.
It does feel good when you do like a good old day of cycling. I feel great after that.
Absolutely. It's good. You get a nice bit of peace and quiet as well.
Yeah.
From the world. So it's good.
If you could be a professional athlete in any sport, would it be goalie for Celtic?
No, it would be a professional croquet player, I think.
Well, we're going to send you a set that should be arriving soon, and you know, we'll make all your dreams come true, hopefully.
Thanks very much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
And that's Quiz Chat Repeat. If you enjoyed it, come back tomorrow and tell your friends as well. Use the hashtag Quiz Chat Repeat on social media to let everyone know how you got on. Let us know where you're listening and what you're doing while you're listening, whether it's walking the dog, watering the plants, or getting on the bus. We'll be with you every step of the way.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.